Hello, my friends. It's Andy and Hedia coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel to every corner of the earth. Whatever the Lord will open, we will walk through that door. We have all kinds of resources on the website. Check it out. Books, articles, past episodes of our show, and pastors you may never have heard of. We also have to add our latest church there too. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line, send us a comment. And if you care to partner with us, you can click the donate now button, throw a couple pennies in the bucket. And we would really appreciate it if you like, share, subscribe, forward this to friends, subscribe on YouTube, bring up our numbers. We get invites from Russia and India all the time telling us, you guys have a lot of content for very little viewers. You really need to boost that. So if you can help us boost that, we'd be eternally grateful.
On the podcast, we're like we have 8,000 subscribers. I know you see it keep saying little, but that's on the podcast. You're talking about the YouTube. Live broadcasts.
No, on YouTube.
And the YouTube viewers, yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
The podcast.
The Apple?
Apple, Spotify. iHeartRadio.
No, I'm talking about YouTube.
I don't care about YouTube, but they're full of communists. They block everything. The reason is that they shadow ban us. I just told you, a friend of mine said, hey, Andy, I haven't seen you in like months on Facebook or any social media. Where have you been?
Are you ruining my attempt to get people to subscribe?
Well, that's even more reason why you need to do it. You need to tell the communists that you want to see us. Okay. Continue.
I'm out. Suggestions at this point.
Go to resurrectministry.com.
Now they have no enthusiasm to go up there.
Ring the bell. All right. Also, make sure and comment. Another thing that you can do to help the algorithms in YouTube is by comment.
Why about helping the algorithms? You have a defeatist mentality already.
Type in your comment. Let us know you're watching.
Your phone already heard you call them communists. So now they're really not going to.
Oh, I call Zuckerberg all kinds of stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, see, that's why he doesn't let anybody see what you post.
Sure. And comment. Let us know what you think about the devotional, what you think about God's word, which should always start with God's word is amazing, and then your statement. So make sure and comment as often as you can. That would be great. And let us know if you have any prayer requests. Towards the end of the show, we will be praying, and we will include your prayer request in the prayer. And then what I want you to do, there's something really important that I need you to do that I don't have a lower third for. Maybe I should make one. And that is in the description, we have what is called a cover contest for Hedia's book. And we have some people that have submitted in the first round of covers, some designs. Now, some of them are missing the subtitle and some other stuff. We've mentioned that to the people. But whatever it is that you see, after clicking the link that's in the description, go down where it says 99 designs, and there's a link. You click on that, and the designs that we have selected, we got many more. But these are the ones that we've decided are worth taking a second look at. And so these are in the first round. We've asked for a few adjustments, that kind of stuff. We would like to know what you think. So click on the covers that you like. And make sure and comment if there's something that you would like to see changed or added.
Can we put the link in the chat too?
I can put the link in the chat too. So we'll do it all the ways we can. It's in the description. So if you miss it in the chat or you're watching later and you can't find it, then just go in the description. And no matter if you're watching on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, X, or Rumble, it's there and you should be able to find it. Also, check out our sponsors. We have LifeWise, which is a Christian run company. Go to livelifewise.tv, livelifewise.tv, and try out the supplements there. They are amazing. I love them. And what are you snickering about?
That you took my beauty potion and then I have this red thing in my eye.
How about that? Okay, good. And then go to StreamYard. StreamYard is the platform we're using right now to go live to you. And if you have any show that you would like to produce yourself, no matter what it is, even if it's a devotional like ours, use StreamYard now to broadcast to all your friends and all the social medias. And then lastly, make sure and turn your Bibles to Psalm 145, 1 through 8. Psalm 145, 1 through 8. That's the scripture we'll be going through in just a little bit. Today we are going through A.W. Tozier for the Christian Leader. It's June 4th, and the title is Beyond Thanksgiving. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That's Psalm 145, 3. The direction says that to the directions. Okay, let me start all over again.
No.
The dictionary says that to admire is to regard with wonder, esteem accompanied by pleasure and delight, to look at or upon with an elevated feeling of pleasure. According to this definition, God has few admirers among Christians today.
That's sad.
Yes. Many are they who are grateful for the goodness in providing salvation, for his goodness in providing salvation. At Thanksgiving time, the churches ring with songs of gratitude that all is safely gathered in. Testimony meetings are mostly devoted to recitations of incidents where someone got into trouble and got out again in answer to prayer. To decry this would be uncharitable and unscriptural, for there is much of the same thing in the book of Psalms. It is good and right to render unto God thanksgiving for all his mercies to us. But God's admirers, where are they? The simple truth is that worship is elementary until it begins to take on the quality of admiration. Just as long as the worshiper is engrossed with himself and his good fortune, he is a babe. We begin to grow up when our worship passes from thanksgiving to admiration. As our hearts rise in God in lofty esteem for that which is, for that which he is, I am that I am, from Exodus 3:14, we begin to share a little of the selfless pleasure, which is the portion of the blessed in heaven.
Almighty God, I want to be one of your admirers. Help me to pass beyond thanksgiving to lofty esteem and selfless admiration.
Amen. Amen. So what's on our agenda for this today?
It is awesome, right? That you, it's when you've experienced the goodness of God, it's easy to go in prayer and be like, Lord, I am so grateful. I'm grateful for good health, for family, for love, for provision, for all of the amazing things. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. But it's a whole nother thing when you go to the throne of God and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Who is worthy to open the scrolls? It's the Lamb that was slain, and to him is due all glory and honor and power forever. Amen. I totally get what Tozier is saying. We have to move past just thinking about what he gives us and move on to the splendor of who he is.
I feel like I've begun to make this transition from being a babe, as he says. As I was saying the other day at home church, is that I think it shows up in worship. 'Cause in worship, although I did have emotions when I would hear some amazing songs, it was more about me.
Right.
That I felt grateful for where I was, thanks to reading his word, or for, you know, people praying for me and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And now, especially over the last, I would say, 6 months to a year or so, especially since reading the Bible, that when I hear songs about his greatness, I feel that now. I feel that, that's wow, awesome. We are indwelled with a great God. That is like, how lucky am I that I have a relationship with God?
Right.
The one who built the world, the universe, you know, design the eye.
Yeah, right. Lovely.
It is an awesome thing that he's my friend. I can call him friend, father. But it is a difference. I think I get more emotional understanding his greatness and that we have a connection. Amen. Like how lucky am I?
How blessed.
Wow. Blessed too. Nothing I'm lucky. I'm
blessed. Nothing to do with luck.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just such a worldly thing to say.
That it doesn't I gotta
get it out of my vocabulary. But yeah, I really think that it has been something.
Like magic. I have a hard time getting rid of the word magical. There's something just magical about walking with Jesus.
Yes.
We're not supposed to use the word. It True. Has such negative connotations, but there's something so otherworldly about
yeah,
the word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's others.
Can we take back magical? Can we take, no, you know why? Because God condemns it in the Bible. So we can't. I was thinking maybe we could reclaim kind of like the rainbow, but we can't.
Mm-hmm. You know what also is funny is meditation.
Meditation, yeah.
But yet he talks about meditating on God's word.
He talks about it positively.
Yes.
But magic, he never talks about positively.
It depends how you're using it and what context are you using meditation. Interestingly enough. We got some good people on today.
Say hi to all of our friends. Yeah. Coco, hey there.
Nice what are you doing on our broadcast? Because I thought you were at the school board meeting. I could have sworn I saw that you were at the school board.
Maybe she's doing both. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, Iris. Comment thumbs up on YouTube, despite the communists. Oh, and Dr. K's on. Hello, dear friend. She likes the hats too. So guess what? The hat. Oh, she misses us. Yay, we miss you too. Team Jesus. This hat was created by a school that's recruiting my daughter, Arizona Christian. And they tout themselves as the only evangelical Christian school in the nation.
Oh.
Why? I don't know why they claim that title, but they are, they require a statement of faith to go to the school, and they are all about Jesus.
Hmm.
As opposed to some schools like Biola and others that are like,
we're kind of like.
Yeah, they require the teachers to have a statement of faith too.
Oh,
you have to be that's, a believer.
Well,
to
teach. That would be really important.
Right.
Because we know what happens
when you don't
in schools like Biola who don't.
Right.
They have secular professors there.
And Corinne's asking, oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Dr. K first started. The story of Job is so amazing. It shows us always to give thanks even throughout our battles. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Corinne's asking, what's the definition of worship? Good question.
Oh, that's funny.
I think we should look it up because I don't know what the textbook definition is, but to me, it's being in a state of admiration of the Lord. So I don't think it has to be hands raised and music playing.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. But I don't know what the textbook definition is.
I would define it as giving thanks and honor to God in song.
Oh, so you think song is an essential element of worship?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
That's my thoughts.
I don't even know the answer to that.
As a
let's
young,
ask Carrie.
Young Christian.
Carrie, does worship require song to be included?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jan. Oh, yes. Sorry. Carrie says, I love worship in church. I see the Spirit walking among the congregation, smiling at some, touching others on the shoulder. What a gift. That is beautiful. And Corinne saying school board meeting was over in about a half an hour.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad I didn't take that time.
And Dr. K said, I'll have to check that out for my daughters. It's a lovely campus. Great people. We met a bunch of the teachers and students. It's Arizona Christian University.
Oh,
Corinne said they ended early because of the respect for the tragedy.
Oh,
that young man happened to be a friend of my daughter's. So she was really torn up about it. She was actually very good friends with his girlfriend. So it was very, very sad. And for those of you who don't know, in Placentia Yorba Linda, one of the young men from El Dorado High School died in a car accident today. And Andy, so we'll definitely pray for the family tonight. But Andy was saying about the car.
I've heard so many stories now. I mean, not stories in a bad way, just people sharing what they know about he was a junior at El Dorado, is that one of my friends, her husband taught him in elementary school, and all the way back in, I believe it's something like second grade, he told the teacher that one day I'm going to own a very fast Corvette.
Aww.
And the Corvette is what he was driving today that he was fixing up, and unfortunately had pulled out most of the inner parts of the vehicle that may have protected him, and crashed in that Corvette today, where it took his life.
Aww.
But yeah, there's a lot of people that had a connection to this young man.
So the definition, according to Bible Study Tools, is worship is the reverence or adoration that one shows towards something or someone, holding a person or object in high esteem, or giving a person or object a place of importance or honor. There are hundreds of scriptures in the Bible that speak about worship and provide guidance to both who and how we worship. It is a biblical mandate to worship God and Him alone.
So
no reference to any music.
Doesn't have to have music or song.
I think it's wrong. I may be wrong.
They may be wrong. Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
Got questions that we often use as a good as a resource. Praising, adoring, expressing reverence for God, both publicly and privately.
Mm.
That's what I thought. The word in Greek, worship, proskuneo, means to encounter God and praise Him. For centuries, the Jews had encountered God in the temple. But when Jesus arrived on the scene, He is the temple. So we no longer had to go to a physical location to worship.
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Awesome. Where are we at?
Kelly just came on, said hi.
Oh, Dr. K says she thinks worship is obedience.
And yes. So when people say, for example, during worship this morning, what are they referring to? What part of the service? Oh, no. So when people say that about a church service, they mean the part where they're playing music.
Yep.
For sure. And Dr. K says, proskuneo, the way I know it means to bend a knee in reverence. Yes, there you go, because Dr. K knows Greek.
Oh, Dr. K, look at you.
She's Grecian.
In your Greek.
Is that right? Is it Grecian?
That's Grecian formula. Did you read this one with Carrie?
Oh, worship can be prayer, can have music, make a joyful noise. That's all I got. So we've decided, we've landed on worship can or does not have to include music.
Oh, well. Let's see what Psalm 145, 1 through 8 has to say. And.
Oh, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful singing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. So, Psalms of David, right there. This is considered the last one in the series in terms of his Psalms of Praise. But I love the commentary on this is the importance of the generational connection. One generation commends your work to another. And I think that's so important, especially even in our life examples. We say this often about our kids, that we try to remind them that whatever goodness they see in our lives now is due to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows the two of us are a doo-doo show without God. So with the whatever goodness and stability and joy that they see is all thanks to Jesus. So
doo-doo show.
Yeah. Like the doo-doo bird. So it's important. We have to pass that one generation to another and speak of His majesty again, reminding us that it's not just what God gives, but who God is.
Mm-hmm.
awesome.
That was good. Did you just make that up?
I did. I don't know. I listen to so many pastors all day long. God knows who I steal things from.
Who knows? Who knows?
Necessarily rule followers. There,
our volume should be, our audio should be back. Say what you just said again.
I can't possibly.
You're talking about the subtitle in some of the pictures. You were thanking Dr. K for her feedback.
Yes, all that. You guys have sound now?
Yeah. She said, "Phew."
Okay.
Yes. So what I was doing is that we have two screens, and then when I would pulled on the laptop, it unplugged us for a second. But in the, for those of you that joined us after our opening, in the description, we put a link to what's called 99 Designs. And 99 Designs is a website where artists create book covers, and then, you know, you can get 25 or 30 book covers that you submit, or they submit for a, hopefully that we will decide that we want to use that one for Edia's cover.
Yeah.
So the link, I put it in the comments, but it is also in the description. If you wouldn't mind, those of you that are watching, whether you're watching live or on a replay, click that link and look at the covers that we've narrowed it down to. Again, there was about 30 some odd book covers. We've narrowed it down to these. You know, one or more artists may not have more than one book submitted. So just check it out. You can rate them 1 through 5, and then you can leave a comment as to what you think needs to be fixed or changed or added. And we unplugged. And so we would appreciate any feedback on that.
Coco, are you jumping platforms between YouTube and Facebook? Weren't you just on YouTube? Because where they could see it on both, on Facebook and YouTube?
Yeah, I just added it. So you should be able to see it in the comments. Wherever you're watching from, it should be there. But busted. But if you don't see it in the comments, because I think in X, if you're watching on X, you probably won't see it in the comments there. You'll have to go to the description.
Can I see it online too?
You should. Yeah, check it out. See if you can see it. We'll do a little of an experiment here. We got some really neat designs that people had submitted. We really like them. So it's one of those things that one of the reasons, and I've helped probably 1,000 people write their books and decide what covers they wanted. And what's funny is that quite often people will love the one that we don't like. and that's not uncommon at all. So it is helpful to get people's opinion, because there may be something that we're interested in. So Dr. K says the book covers are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. But did you not see it on your?
I couldn't. No, I couldn't. I'll find it eventually.
Well, we've done just about all we can. I put in the description, and I have it in the comment section.
It's on my Facebook page.
It's on her Facebook page.
So all of you millions of listeners on the podcast, please click the link wherever you find it.
Yes.
On the Resurrect Ministry Facebook page, on the Living Fearless YouTube channel, or on my Facebook page.
And if you can't find it, go to our website and send us a message. And or can we put it on the well, it wouldn't be worth putting it on the website, because it'd
be over soon.
It's only for 2 days. Dr. King adores us.
I have no idea why.
Both of us, not just you, for once.
Are you kidding? You're way more popular than I am.
I'm an afterthought. You know, I really do love this devotional, as it was reminding me just to be aware of his greatness. And we saw God's greatness at our dinner table today. Amen. I thought that was awesome, sitting there again with the kids, and the way that we can hold our conversations and talk and be real. It's good to be real from time to time. Yeah. And
for realsies.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love it. It's what I wanted in life.
Oh.
I wanted the kids to see a family, a husband, wife that, you know, that they could.
That like each other.
That like each other and then respect each other, and what it's supposed to look like when people love each other. Aww. I think that's that was awesome. So it's nice to sit at the table with family.
That's beautiful.
And I like that you really do.
Love you.
Well, there's that. But that was one of the important things to you, that we sit at the dinner table as a family.
Yeah, I almost had given up there for a while.
Well, the only reason now is, as probably many of you know, as your kids grow up, they're all over the place. So we're missing one of the kids today because he was he's at Zach Bryan concert in Los Angeles, celebrating his birthday. Yeah. So they're always either doing a sport,
yeah,
or some activity, or
hence why I gave up.
Yeah, well, you can't give up. You didn't give up on other things.
Yeah,
don't give up on that.
I won't. You inspired me.
Sometimes it would just be missing one.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is. But I did, you know, it was difficult. And I made this prayer earlier, after the incident that happened with the accident over near the high school today, is that realizing that Kelly and his girlfriend, the two of them alone, are driving to Los Angeles for this concert, and going, wow, I just pray for their safety. Amen. For so many reasons, not just driving, but where they were going. In the middle of downtown Los Angeles.
Did you text him?
I saw him when I was here, and then I told him again. I think I told him like 15 times. Be careful.
Don't
smart.
Text and drive.
Don't be stupid.
That encompasses so much. It really does. I think it all right there. Just don't be stupid.
I think God's okay with that because He saw so many of His children being stupid in the Bible.
Right.
In you know, a number of them, including David. Like, David, why are you so stupid?
Repeatedly. So selfish.
Yes. What else you got?
Dr. K saying that's exactly why I adore you. You love as a, your love as a husband and wife. Family is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. K. You're a sweetheart.
We love you. So, Kelly's so looking forward to your book.
Yay! Thank you, Kelly. Can we pay for Pete Garcia's 11-year-old daughter who is in the ICU following a car accident? Oh my goodness, that's terrible. Absolutely. Is that the congressman? Pete Garcia.
Hmm.
Or is that a personal friend, Dr. K? His daughter.
And also in the car with Zara's friend was another young man, a freshman at El Dorado.
His stepbrother?
He's in critical condition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was the passenger. He got ejected out of the vehicle.
Because there was no roof.
No roof, yeah.
One life, yeah. What is going on?
Then he lost his foot in the couch.
Oh.
You can't get it out of the couch?
You have two broken backs. We're not going to be much help.
In the middle of the two chairs.
But you could take them. Take them apart. Sorry.
Sorry.
Our daughter's having a crisis trying to figure out how to open the chair to rescue a phone. Is that Revelation? Is that Rev 3:10, Pete Garcia? What does that mean?
Oh.
What is going on in these attacks on our kids? It's so crazy. Yeah. Actually, El Dorado's lost 3 kids to death in car accidents in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah. What is Rev 310?
I don't know.
Sorry, Carrie. We're not sure what that is. Is it Reverend?
No.
Rev 310. While we're waiting, at anything else that you need to give thanks for or prayer for?
Where does it end? Praise and thanks to the Lord Almighty for all the wonderful works that He has done in our lives, through our lives, Pete has a podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's what it's called? Fascinating. We need,
to check
Dr.
that out.
K to tell us whether it is or not. Same person. What else you got?
I have absolutely nothing. I'm sure there's something.
Well, we could just start praying. We're praying for Pete Garcia's daughter, no matter what.
Yeah.
He's excellent. Yes, that's Pete. Oh, wow.
All right. We'll have to check him out. Is he something we're going to...
Why is an 11-year-old in a car accident
in
ICU and nobody else is?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It can happen. So a passenger, maybe no seatbelt, or just the way that the car crash happened, it happens. Where a passenger gets injured more than the driver.
And it's so... I mean, what is just impressing on my heart, which is so difficult, is that for this mother, this is her only son. And, you know, they're wealthy and they've done well for themselves. They have a beautiful home. And here they give their son the car of his dreams.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they allow him to do whatever he wants to it. And it ends up killing him.
Yeah.
Like, how do you live with that kind of tragedy that it is? And I mean, I guess that would happen no matter what. Anytime the child dies of a car accident, there's an onus on a parent to feel like, oh no, did I give them a car that was too fast or too strong or not strong enough? And mm-hmm. all those other things that enter your mind. But how difficult, how tragic. A parent should never outlive a child.
Yeah.
And Dr. Casis, can I ask you to pray for me too? I have an awful migraine. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What ifs suck. Yeah, absolutely. And especially when they come to fruition.
Mm. Well, I've had that. Kelly recently has been asking for a motorcycle, and it's a really easy no.
No.
I mean, he goes, well, that's all you rode. The only thing I had for a couple of years was a motorcycle, but that's all I had could afford.
Right.
Was a motorcycle. So that's all I had. But I go, that's not you. You don't need to do that. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Dr. K's daughter wants a motorcycle too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're adults, you know, what can you do? They can make those choices, but I'm not gonna do
facilitate
that.
Their
no.
death machine.
Right.
Iris' daughter just got over having a obtained for 5 days. Just an obtained.
Don't know.
A migraine.
Oh. Oh no.
She won't ride her bike. Kids. Right.
Kids, what are you going to do?
Okay. Dear Lord, bless the families that are dealing with the loss of a loved one. And there's just no amount of time that will ever heal that loss in their lives, Lord. So we ask that you comfort them and draw them close to you. We're not sure whether they knew you or are believers, Lord, but we ask that you visit them and come into their lives in a miraculous and a powerful way, that they find solace in you and your majesty. And bless the lady who struck this young man, because God knows she's suffering as well tonight, thinking of what could have been, and has she taken a different route? And that must weigh very heavy on her, Lord. So we ask that you give her peace as well, too. And we ask that you bless Kelly and Brenly as they go and driving out to the jungle of LA, Lord. And bless all of our children, all of our family, all of us in our coming and our going, Lord. That we be protected from all of the possible dangers that exist in driving and in such a world that is in chaos, Lord. We need your loving protection on everything that we do. We also lift up Dr. K to you, Lord, that you heal her migraine and that you give her peace and a sound mind. That's just a horrible pain to have to deal with. Lord, we ask for supernatural healing for Andy too and his back, Lord. and for Carrie, that she gets a continued healing, and for Eddie, Lord, for Kate and her knees, and Iris and her pain. Lord, we age, and this tent, this body is moving in that direction of decay, Lord. As our spirit moves more towards you, this tent will eventually put it aside for our glorified bodies. And what a glorious day that'll be. But until then, we ask that you restore us to good health. We love you and we honor you with our lives, Lord. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, love. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, my friends, we love you guys. God bless.
Have a beautiful rest of your evening.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.